We're about to begin a new sugya. We started the very, very, very beginnings of the sugya at the end of the shiur last week, but for all practical purposes, we're starting from the beginning. So let's pick it up on Daf Heyamad Aleph. It's the very top line. And I say it's really a new sugya. It's not an absolutely accurate statement. It's really 1B of the previous sugya, because the first half of the sugya was what that shtar was, but this is really the second half. So minayin shapir shtar. So comes the Gemara and asks the question, how do we know that you could be Mekadosh Yishuv with Shtar? Mishnah says it explicitly, the document is one of the methods of Kedushin. What's the source? Says the Gemara Vedinu, it's a Kal V'chomer. Uma kesef she'ein moitzi machnes, Shtar she'moitzi redin she'machnes. So ma adach kesef, which doesn't have the ability to divorce a woman, but it does have the ability to bring her into a marriage, that we already know from previous psukim. Shtar shemaitzi, so shtar which is at a higher level than kesef, it's more effective in kinyanim than kesef, it can be megarish a woman, and odin shemach, this kal v'chomer, it should be able to be worked for kedushin. This is one of the yugim of media should not address with them, kal v'chomer, if the kal v'chomer stands up to the test, the rigorous test of kal v'chomer, then it becomes elevated to a din deraisa, and you don't even need a pasuk. So says the Gemara, not so simple, not so poshut, says the Gemara. Mal kesef, shkein podu behekta shemaitzi sheini. I'm going to refute the Kal V'chomer because I'm going to show you something that Kesef can do that Shtar can't do. Kesef can be used to redeem Hekdesh. Kesef can be used to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni. Tamar b'Shtar she'ein poyel b'Hekdesh Ma'aseh Sheni. Where Shtar cannot be used for the above, d'chsiv v'nasa Kesef kamlo. It's a pasuk, or the paraphrase of a pasuk in Parshas Luchakosai, that you can only use Kesef and Pidyon Hekdesh, not Shtar, and therefore the Kal V'chomer is invalid. Once the Kal V'chomer is invalid, so now it necessitates a pasuk, which the Gemara concludes, which is in fact, which is of course the famous source for Kiddush Eshtar. So Adkan, Divrei Gemara, we have one goal for tonight, to understand what that pircha was, what that refutation of the Kal V'chomer was. Our goal is to determine the hierarchy of kinyanim. We're trying to figure out, is Kesef a better kinyan, is Shtar a better kinyan? The Gemara is back and forth and back and forth. The Gemara is a Svara. Well, what do you mean? Of course, Kesef is a better kidney, more effective kidney after all. Kesef works with Pidyon, Hekdesh, Ma'aseh Sheni, which Shtar doesn't. Stop. I don't understand the line of Gemara. The goal of our discussion is to determine a hierarchy in kinyanim. Therefore, any pircha that's brought to undermine this Kal V'chomer has to be in the realm of kinyanim. If you're going to bring me a pircha from left field, you're going to tell me, no, you can't derive from kesef. You know why? Because kesef can be used for some mitzvah of the Torah that Shtar can't be used. What do they mean? This is kinyanim. We're talking, last check that ever passed, Isha Niknes. We're trying to figure out which method is a stronger, valid, more encompassing method of kinyan. So you're going to tell me that kesef beats out Shtar because of Pidyon Hekdesh Ma'aseh Sheni. That's an unbelievable chiddush. What you're basically saying is that the sugya of Pidyon Hekdesh Ma'aseh Sheni is a kinyan dika halacha, which is really makes us take a step back. And we have to ask ourselves a fundamental question. There are two dinim in the Torah. There's a din of Pidyon Hekdesh, those psukim appear at the end of Parshas Mechosai. There's a din of Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, it also appears a little bit of Mechosai, a little bit more in Parshas Re'eh. There are sugyas in halacha of Pidyon Hekdesh and Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. I have a davar kadosh right now. I'm very, very limited in what I can do with it. It's hektish, I can do almost nothing with it. Ma'aseh Sheni, I have to eat a Kedush V'tar, Kedush Alive, I can barely use it. I take a couple of coins, hocus pocus, Kedusha transfers over, and Shalom by Yisrael. And now I can take what was otherwise Ma'aseh Sheni and eat it in Tel Aviv. I can take what was otherwise hektish and use it for whatever I desire. How do we understand the nature of this halacha? So one can raise the following chakira. Is this fundamentally a din of issa v'heter? Namely, there's a davar also here. Hekdesh creates certain isurim, certain ritual religious prohibitions that emanate from being a davar shel hekdesh. Ma'aseh Sheni creates a certain din of kedusha, which are isurim. The matir of the isur is a ma'aseh pidyon. When you point to something, so that's matir the isur. A lot of times we have a davar asur, and you do something, it's matir the isur. You can't eat an animal when it's alive. So you shecht it. It's a matir. Person is tummy. So you can't do X, Y, and Z. You go to mikvah. It's a matir. So the matir of the isurim of Hekdesh Ma'aseh Sheni is a ma'aseh pidyon. What do I say now? That the act of pidyon is not some matir in a religious, ritual sense. It's dollars and cents. Because if you think about it, why is it that I can't use Hekdesh? Ultimately, what's the problem using Hekdesh? Because it belongs to an entity called the Beis Hamikdash. Why is it that I can't eat my sasheni on wherever I want? Because there's a halachic entity, there's a corporation, there's a monetary unit called my sasheni. If you want to remove the Isurim of Hekdesh and my sasheni, it's a very simple way of doing it. Get it out of the Rishus of my sasheni and Hekdesh. How do you get things out of someone else's Rishus? You buy. So if I buy your Hekdesh, I buy your Maaseh Sheni, I mean you, I mean Mr. Hekdesh, Mr. Maaseh Sheni, if I buy those entities, if I'm kind of then it's Ois Hekdesh, it's Ois Maaseh Sheni, if it's Ois Hekdesh, Ois Maaseh Sheni, now it's mine, then the man of the Isurim fall by the wayside. So the mechanism of Pidyon is fundamentally not a mechanism of being Matir, it's a mechanism of being kind of. Once I'm kind of, it's the man of the Isurim fall by the wayside. So what area of Halacha are we learning tonight? Are we learning something which is a Yerdeah kind of halacha? And this is a hetadik, it's like shechita tevila. Or are we learning chesh mishpa? If it used to be your car, I give you money. Now it's my car. It used to be hekdesh rasheni. I give the money. Now it becomes mine. So what is the nature of pidyon?
Before we come on to the
birchah,
kal chomer itself is
supposed to be something about the kinyanim. Oh, you wonder why is gittin even on the table here? That gittin l'chor is also not kinyanim, but not necessarily, because remember the Lashon Mishnah was the kainis atzma, the get misabal. So it's almost viewed as a get is like a hafkas habaylus that the man has in his wife. We're going to come back to this. We're going to circle back. I don't know if today or maybe after Pesach, as to just how serious we're taking the word kinyanim, which has been an underlying theme of our entire limud this year. It's just how serious we view kedusha through the eyes of kinyanim. Many of us, when we start learning in the morning, so we say tefillas Rabbi Chunya ben Akana. It says, Yerotzon, that I should be batzliach in all realms of Torah. Bein be'issa v'heta, bein medina mominus. So usually you walk to the Beis Medrash, and depending on what the yeshiva is learning that year, you have a pretty good idea whether you're going to be learning issa v'heta, medina mominus. Yeshiva is learning b'metzia, then you can have ketzosim on the table. Yeshiva is learning brachas, you can have a shulchan aruch, we're not going to have problems, b'yalach on the table. It's a different area, different tzayah of Torah. So here, we'll be learning a sukkah today, and we have no clue which area we're learning. Is this ultimately Dina Mamanus? Or is it ultimately Isabeth? What is the Maisa Pidyam? So the Chora.
To the Hakir just wrote on the word, so Matir or Kinyan. A Matir is something that before. So here's that, I don't see how it falls into the category of Matir. It's a transfer.
Yeah, okay, no, you're not going to have it. But nothing really changed in Dina Mamanus. The Isser of Hekdesh. Does it emanate from the fact that it's Mammon Hekdesh? Does it Isur Hekdesh? Anytime there's a Dovashal Hekdesh, there are Isurim that are Chal, Dovashal Hekdesh. There's an Isam Ilah, Kibinen, etc. Maisa Sheni, I can't eat Chutzu Shalom, I can't eat Petum, etc. So all those Isurim, Atali Va'oimed, they will be removed if I do something. What I do is, if I take that Kedusha, those Isurim, and I move it on to the money, so we may, that's the matter of the Isur. But it's not that there was any real monetary transaction. There was no barter, no Mammon just took place here. So the Chara Agamar is a Raya. Agamar, from the fact that the Gemara introduces into the sugya of Kedushin, of Gevushin, of Kesef and Shtar, better Kinyan, less of a Kinyan, worse Kinyan, and the Gemara says, Apircha, in this discussion, Pidyon Hekdesh appears, the Chara is a Raya, the Pidyon Hekdesh is much closer to the model of Kinyonim than it is to the model of, of Matirim, of Yisurim, etc. That's the simplest pshat in Agamar. The truth is that there are other sources that seem to bear out this idea as well. If we take a look at Rashi, those who have a Gemara Bava Metzia with them, there's a Rashi, it was just Daf Yomi just a couple of days ago. Rashi Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, it's in the medium-sized lines. It's the second of the medium-sized lines. So Rashi is addressing the famous Machlokes din Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish as to how do you acquire metaltolin? I want to buy a car, I want to buy an animal, I want to buy a baked potatoes. What do I do min haTorah? So Rabbi Yochanan has the famous formulation, I'm Rabbi Yochanan dvat Torah mos konos. Min haTorah, the way to acquire something is by giving cash. And Reish Lakish says that's not true. The way to acquire something min haTorah is by Meshicha, by actually moving it or lifting it, some kind of a physical action. A major, major Machlokes din Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. At the end of the day, there aren't too many nafkaminas because the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that midirabbanan kesef is not going to work. Midirabbanan, a whole complicated reason. Shem Yisrael, Ketachav Eliyah, also in Daf Yomi a few days ago. Midirabbanan, they did away with Kirin Kesef, and in the end of the day, everyone agrees Mashiach works. The Mishnah say the Mashiach ultimately is kind of a metatlim. Rish Lachis says we got the amen haTorah, but Rabbi Yochanan we got there only midirabbanan. What is the source for Rish Lachis Hashita? So that the Gemara asks. What says Benon Emili? My time to Rish Lachis. The Torah describes buying and selling items biyada misecha. So biyada misecha doesn't only mean metalpalin items that are bought from one end to another, but actually biyada misecha, according to Rish Lakish, is teaching us the method of acquisition, the method of kinyan is a biyada misecha, namely a ma'aseh b'shicha, hand it over to you, you start to walk away with it, that's considered to be the kinyan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't think that. Rabbi Yochanan thought biyada misecha is describing the cheftza, it's not describing the ma'aseh kinyan. So what is the ma'aseh kinyan? Tvar Torah, Rabbi Yochanan, Tvar Torah, Moshe Kainis. One small technical problem. Unlike according to Rish Lakish, where the Gemara challenges Rish Lakish and says, my time is Rish Lakish, and the Gemara comes up with the source, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is silent. There is no mention as to how do we know, but not immediately, that Moshe Kainis bin Torah. Very, very strange Gemara. Not a word, not a peep, not a boom, nothing. The Ramban was so bothered with this kasha that the Ramban says, I'll tell you why the Gemara doesn't quote a pasuk. Because there is no pasuk, it's obvious. It's a svar pshuta, says the Ramban. Lamli kras svari. Take a poll of 100 people and ask him, how do you buy potatoes? That's what the rabbi's spending time on. You go out to the store, you give money, and you walk out with it. You give the money. That's the kinyan. Says the Ramban, according to Yechon, you don't need a pasuk to tell me how to buy potatoes. It's muvan mi'ilam how you buy potatoes. But Rashi didn't say that. So take a look at Rashi and Nachman Bava Mameis, second of the middle by line, some of Yechon. The Amr the command of our Torah most gonos, ki the Ashkechon gabi koinim in a hektish. She Amr Torah benosu the kesef akamlo. As she says, we have a precedent for how to buy potatoes from Grand Essex. You know how you buy it? The same way that you pay the adomish al hektish. If I makdish my car and I want to get the car back, so I give $10,000 to hektish, I get the car back. Azoi shteik the posse benosu the kesef akamlo. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference between giving the $10,000 to hektish and getting the car back? Or going to the store and giving $5 and walking out with a bag of potatoes. Rashi claims with Dashav Yechon, that is the makor for Kinyan Kesef. That's the makor. Pidyon Hektish is the makor for Kinyan Kesef? Yeah, because Rashi, but we see it up above, is following the footsteps of Agamar, that Pidyon Hektish is nothing more than a glorified Kinyan Kesef. Pidyon Hektish is a Maisa Kinyan, it's not a Maisa Matur of Yisur, but I do it in Heather. It's a Din of Cheshmish, it's a Din of Ktsaisim. It's not a Din of Meshach and Cheshchit. It's a Din of Ktsaisim and Cheshmishpot. It has nothing to do with Yisur Heather, it's a Din of Dinim Amnes. Therefore, it can serve as the model, as the source of a Kinyan Kesef for regular Metaphor as well. Not everybody has to buy into this Rashi. First of all, Rish Lakish didn't buy into this. Rish Lakish obviously didn't think that Pidyon Hektish was a very good Makor. Perhaps that's the reason why. Perhaps Rish Lakish thought that Pidyon Hektish was more of a Pidyon than it was a Ma'aseh Kinyan. The Ramban for sure didn't buy into this Rashi. The Rif, the other Makaris for Madvat Torah's Kodesh. So Rashi is the one who goes out on a limb and says, Nachman Vava based in Bamitziah, Ka'ein, what the Gemara is saying, Kedusha Navei, that Pidyon Hektish and Kinyan Kesef are pretty much one and the same. So another person, hundreds of years, we're moving down the line chronologically. We started out with the Gemara and Tafhei, then we move 1,000 years or so to Rashi, 800 years to Rashi, then we move down another couple hundred years to Reb Chaim. Came along Reb Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam, and Reb Chaim also goes along with this fundamental yisod, the Pidyon Hektesh, Pidyon Maisa Sheni, Pidyon Hektesh, these are all synonymous with a Maisa Kinyan. They're much closer to Maisa Kinyan than they are in model to a Matir. What was the context of Reb Chaim? What prompted Reb Chaim to say this? So Reb Chaim was trying to solve a dilemma that already Rishonim dealt with in a slightly different way. We have a little bit of a background to what the problem was and then see what Reb Chaim's fascinating, innovative solution was. There is a Gemara in Maseches Bechoros, in the first Perek, that talks about a person performing the mitzvah of pidyon petach chamor on somebody else's donkey. Why is such a possibility that I can go ahead and be pulled there? You are petach chamor without even asking you. I pointed petach chamor shechaveiroi. The whole discussion in the Gemara about that possibility. And the Gemara just gets into technical details. I put up the sand, and do I get the chamorna? Again, we're not learning the first Berachah B'Chodesh right now, but the concept, theoretically, of being paid to somebody else's donkey exists in halacha. There is a problem, because the Gemara in the seventh parak of Bava Kamma talks about being poda somebody else's Maisa Sheini or somebody else's Ravai, which has the lachic status like Maisa Sheini, and basically the Gemara says you can't do it. But the bottom line is that unless I have the person's authorization, I'm not going to be able to be poda his Maisa Sheini or his Ravai for him. So comes Tosfos already on the spot in Bava Kamma and says, what's the difference? This is Pidyon and this is Pidyon. In Bechoros, the Gemara says, I can do it without the other person's permission. And when it comes to Maisa Sheini, the Gemara Bava Kamma puts the stop, puts the brakes on, says, it's not practical, it's not possible to do that. What is the difference between the two? So Tosfos says, the difference is very, very simple. Tosfos says that you cannot be paid as something that belongs to somebody else without their permission. A shul panim oifen, except a petach mor doesn't belong to somebody else. There's no ownership in petach mor. You know why? Petach mor before it's nifta is also b'hanoah. Like taroim. Well, at some point it's also b'hanoah. If it's also b'hanoah, it doesn't really belong to the other guy either, says Tosfos. So when I'm pulled the petach mor shell chaveira. Chaver is in quotation marks. It's not really chaveiro. It's kala kodim zocha. It belongs to him about as much as it belongs to you. That's what Tosfos suggests. But I say sheni. What do you? It's not also bano. Normally, I'm allowed to draw my sheni. If I want to come to Yerushalayim and bring one of my sheni, because no one can stop me. I'm the buyer of my sheni. To that degree, I'm able to use the my sheni. So it's my sheni. I'm a chutzuf. You're going to be paid at my Maisa Sheini without my permission, Mr. Gazel. You can't do that. It's my Maisa Sheini. That's what Tosfos says in Bava Kamma. That's where the two-part way. So basically, according to Tosfos, the fundamental act of pidyon is identical. Pidyon Maisa Sheini and pidyon Petach Mor are both acts of pidyon. Torah uses the phrase pidyon for both of them. They're acts of pidyon. But, says Tosfos, the only reason why they part ways in terms of one being enabled to be done without the other person's authorization, the other not, it's not a chisorin in the pidyon. It's not a chiluk in the din pidyon shabai. It's a chiluk in the etzem habaylus shabai. That in one case there is a baylum and ma'aser sheni do mister baylum on petach mor nishkid baylum because it's davar also bano. That's how Tosfos sizes it. So Reb Chaim writes be'atzvoi. He says, let's offer a different interpretation than Tosfos. Says Reb Chaim, the reason why the two part ways is very, very simple. They're radically different kinds of pidyon. I mean, we use the term pidyon very, very loosely. We know in other areas of halacha we use the term pidyon very loosely. Pidyon not bad. I mean, it's not a pidyon petach mor. It's not a pidyon ma'aser sheni. Not a pidyon hekdesh. It's like a very different kind of pidyon. So the word pidyon doesn't always mean the same thing in every place. They say there's a story that's attributed to Reb Chaim that somebody asked Reb Chaim, "How come you know some of his Torahs are revolving around the idea that even though it's almost like that the identical word, the identical phrase means something totally different." This word means X over here, and Y over here. It's Chatz over there. You have the same word, the same term, but in context, it means a radically different concept that it's trying to conjure up in our minds. So the Yisrael Chaim, how can it be that Chazal spoke in riddles, that they use the same word, and it means something radically different? So Chaim wanted to bring a raya, that phenomenon exists. That sometimes Chazal would use a word, and it has very, very different meanings, different contexts. Chaim said that there's a Gemara at the end of Bava Kamma that says that if I steal dirt from somebody and I turn the dirt into a brick, so then I own the brick, I have to pay you for the dirt because that's considered to be a shinoi. Why is that a shinoi? The brick is basically just dirt, just clumped together. He says, no, it's not really, it's not a clump of dirt. It's panim chadashas Bava Kamma. It's a new entity, it's a panim chadashas, it's a new face. So it's not the same cheft. A shini kind of going from dirt to a brick is called a shini parvatash balka. There's a sugi beginning with Sechas Ksubas that says, when you make sheva brachas, if you want to make brachas after the first meal of the sudas under the chuppah, you have to have what's called panim chadashas. You have to have new people have to come to eat the simple, whatever the reason is. So Chaim says, the Rishonim of Machloikis, whether who constitutes panim chadashas, the Shabbos panim chadashas. Chaim says, I have an interesting idea, a new chap, a new sheva brachas. Invite everybody to a fancy restaurant. Don't invite anybody new. Take a brick and put it on the table. Look at Chaim and you have to ask Panim Chadoshes. So he says, Ella, Zan, what do you see from here? That the term Panim Chadoshes means different things in different contexts. That's the way the legend goes. Reb Chaim responded to that shoyl. So that's what Reb Chaim would say here also. That. The word pidyon doesn't mean the same thing everywhere. It's a very, very different type of a pidyon. So Reb Chaim, Pidyon Petech Hamor is fundamentally a matir. It's a matir as a iser. The Torah says the Petech Hamor is born, it's Kodesh Hashem, it's Asa Bano, and now we're doing something to be matir iser. It's like shechting an animal. I'm doing a Maisa Pidyon, which is a Dovish list of a head there, which is ultimately going to be matir the iser. Pidyon Maisa Sheni? Pidyon Hekdesh? Doesn't need a moment is. I'm buying back from the entity called Maisa Sheni. That's a Maisa Kinyan, it's not a Maisa Pidyon. Yeah, the word Pidyon appears by both, but it means a different thing. One is a Sebeheter, one is an Imam. So, now I understand the Chiluk. Why should or should there not be a din that I could do it without your authorization? So if we're talking about a Dover shall Isser Beheter, what do I need your authorization for? You're right, it's not a very nice thing for me to do. If I go up to your animal without your permission, I shecht it, it's not a nice thing. As a gaz and a mazik, the meister meets kosher. There's nothing that prevents me shechting your animal. Let's say I go and I take your kli and I dump it into the mikvah. So you yell at me, what'd you do? Why'd you take my camp to the mikvah? I don't want to tell you the mikvah. The meister's door. The meister, the tefillah works. What do you need bailus for? To create a change in the head of us for bailus. But if I go and I take your car and I try to sell your car without asking your permission. So besides being a gazlan, the mechir is not chal. Who me some chal yeshua you? I can't affect the chalos on your property. Pidyon petech hamor can be done without the person's rishus because there's nothing to do with pidyon. It's not cheshem yishap of mitziyah. But pidyon maisesheni is fancy of mitziyah. That's all it is. And says Reb Chaim, I'll prove to you. The condition of the Rashi here with pidyon hektish. It's partial like that.
He said maisesheni, but not
hektish. What?
Hektish is more like.
No, no, it could be hektish. If anything, hektish may be more than imam instead of maaseh. We'll see as we go on. It's also considered to be it's rishus hektish. It's rishus lehedyah. It's mamish like hektish was kind of the item. But petach hamor, nobody owns a petach hamor. Petach hamor is like oil of a kilek. It's like posim b'cholav. Most isurim hanor don't have matirim to them. This has a matter to it. The matter is petach hamor tefteh b'seh.
The rise that
Yeah, so the fact that it says chulun, that may or may not be a factor here, but it's a funny kind of a pidyon. I mean, that would be even more of a raya, that it's not a real. Right, maybe that would almost bolster this raya. Right? So we have a few different makaris here, spanning from the days of the Amoraim, the Hand Kedushin, to the days of Rishayim, the Mitzi Rashi, the Mitzi Dachman Bab, spanning to the days of Chorem Chaim, and Shtikotars, and Ram, and Milchus, the Hilchus Vaisa Sheni. It basically boils down to that a lot of people say the same thing. Well, Gemaras are saying it, some Rishonim are saying it, Acharonim are saying it, this Yisodei Yisodeis, that Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, Pidyon Hekdesh, is fundamentally much, much more rooted, much more Cheshimish, but than it is in Sibah Hatter. Rabbi say, there's one curveball, and it's a biggie. It's a big curveball. It's in Bava Tzia. Daf Yomi has not yet got to it, but it is around the bend of Daf Yomi within the next couple of days. It is a Gemara Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis in Bava Metzia. The Gemara is talking about a very, very intricate halacha in terms of pidyon Maaseh Sheni. A person is trying to be paid the Maaseh Sheni, and he realizes he has a little bit of a problem. The Maaseh Sheni is not worth all that much. It's actually worth less than a pruta. Or it could be even if it's worth more than a pruta, maybe the chumash is not a pruta. Those are the details. How much is too little? But it's a type of Maaseh Sheni that's not nita to pidyon. Basically, I have a big, big problem here. I have this half a pruta worth of a little bit of flavoring that's Maaseh Sheni, and there's no way for me to be paid it. Pidyon is not taifes or bachta shel pruta. So comes Chizkiyah, the Gevaldik Chizkiyah, and Chizkiyah says, you're right, that Reuben the time, you try to be paid the lesser shel pruta, it's not going to work, but there's a chap how to do it. There's a kunz how to do it, and here's the chap. If you take a look at Nunbeis and Nunbeis, it's about 10 lines from the bottom. First word line is the Sabah Chizkiyah. The Bahama Chizkiyah, at the end of the line. Maaseh Sheni she'ema sheba pruta. Omu hu v'chum she'mechul ha'mo'os ha'rishaynis. V'she'iyav shlo li'al v'tzam seba oisav. This guy says we could do is as follows. Let's say I had 100 apples before. And I was paid the 100 apples onto the value of what they are. Bizmanazeh, we're not used to this because the Gemara says Bizmanazeh can be paid even when not at the right value because the money's going to get thrown to the garbage anyway. In the olden days, you had to be paid exactly what it was worth. So So I have $100 worth of apples, so I gotta take $100 worth of coins and be paid that on the apples onto the coins. The Gemara says that inevitably what's gonna happen is that I'm always gonna be nervous to do exactly 100 for 100. It's hard to know, the apples really worth $100. I'm gonna take $105 worth of coins. I'm gonna take a couple of extra coins to throw in for good luck because I just wanna make sure that I'm covered in Obey. I don't wanna end up with Maisa Shen that wasn't Bechulo Kedin. So there's always gonna be in every pigeon of Maisa Shen, you're gonna have a little bit left over, if you think about it, in the coin that's not really Kadosh. So let's say for argument's sake, you have, we'll leave that $100, we don't have too many $100 coins. Maybe a quarter. So I want to be paid to some fruit that's worth a quarter. So the fruit's worth about 20 cents. I'm going to use a quarter. But if you think about it, only 20 out of the 25 cents is really kadosh. The extra five cents are chulin. So says Chinsky, what you can do is you can piggyback on those extra 5 cents. You can then take another thing. I have an orange now, and it's less than a shomer pruta. I can piggyback that less than a shomer pruta onto the pre-existing coin that already has a pidyon done on it. So basically, Chizkiya says gaval to gavur that the chiddush gol l'ruchus pidyon. Here the din is you have to be paid the shomer pruta. You can't be paid the pavs shomer pruta unless you're using a pre-existing coin. But if you're already using a pre-existing coin, then you can just kind of tag along the less than a shomer pruta. So chiddush of Chizkiya. So come to Bechanan. I was very, very bothered with this halacha of Chizkiya. So I don't understand such a halacha. If you're going to tell me that pidyon is fundamentally a kinyan, so then the reason why you can't be paid the lesson of Shavuot Pruta is apparently it's not called mammon. You can't have kinyanim with things that are less than Shavuot Pruta. It turns out the siaches, the things that are worth less than Shavuot Pruta. So then how in the world does this game work? What kind of joke is this? What's Chizkiya telling you, man? Imagine, I want to sell you an item. It's not a shomer pruta, but I'll tag it on to something else. What is the game? If you're going to tell me that pidyon is some kind of a halachic entity, some kind of ritual, religious kind of a thing, so chayik is exerce a kosel, this is how you do it. So Chizkiya had this understanding. I mean, I wouldn't have said this on my own. The Helig Chizkiya realized that in the dinim of pidyon, the dinim of Issa Veheter, you can play this game. That the Torah says that even though it's less than a pruta, but it can be even starved to the pruta. If it didn't mominis, goes with hardcore logic. If I'm trying to sell you this half an apple, this half an orange, the fact that I used a coin for something else last week, how's that going to help the Dini Mamonis problem? So Bechanan says, now we're in a pickle. We have a Gemara Kedushin Daf Hey, it's a Dini Mekinyan. We have a Rashi Bavitziya, it's a Dini Mekinyan. We have a Reb Chaim, and a Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, it's a Dini Mekinyan. And this Gemara, but we see a Daf and Beis that's applying this very ritual, religious kind of a chayk, there's a cross of kind of a halacha, to something that's otherwise kinyanim, doesn't make any sense. So Reb Chanan thought about this question for a long time. And then he says, he decided to bring this question to his Rebbe. One of Reb Chanan's Rebbe, first he was a Talmid of Chofetz Chaim, the lady of the Talmid of Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chanan learned by Reb Chaim for a while. The Sha'altius P. Mary Bechavi, Reb Chaim, Levi Brisk, he asked him this Shaila. This Shtikl Torah, that Yadua Ba'ilam HaTorah, that Pidyon Hekdesh by Sasheni is basically a Kenyan, all the rais that we said, how does that square off with this Gemara B'Metzia, Daftin Beis B'Beis? That was a question that Reb Chanan posed to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim responded to Reb Chanan, a very, very cryptic line. Reb Chaim responded to Reb Chanan, Lo domi pidyon, my sisheni le pidyon hekdesh. Okay. That's the whole quote that we have. That Reb Chaim said to Reb Chanan, the fact that pidyon hekdesh is a kinyan, that's true. My sisheni, sheni is dishkin kinyan. My sisheni is a ma'atir, is a sevehetr. Pidyon hekdesh is dinim ominous. Of a pidyon ma'aseh sheni is not dinim ominous. In effect, what Reb Chaim told Reb Chanan is this din of Chizkiya of tagging along, piggybacking with the less than a bracha shavuot pruta will not work by pidyon hekdesh. You know, chinam, the Gemara only said by Shia. There's no Gemara anywhere in Shas that says by pidyon hekdesh. It's tach a unique din because the nature of pidyon ma'aseh sheni is such as a heter. Therefore, it's effective. And in Ochinami, it will not be true by pidyon ma'aseh sheni. By will not be true by pidyon hekdesh. Pidyon Hekdesh is Dinim Mamonis, Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni is not. I can understand conceptually why that should be so, because Maisa Sheni, whom exactly am I buying the Maisa Sheni from? like who exactly owns the Maisa Sheni? Who's Mr. Maisa Sheni? It's my fruit. I can take it to Shalom and eat it and no one can stop me. Hekdesh, there's Mamanus in that. There's a Gizbur, there's a Beis HaMikdash. There's a different entity. It's like Chavetz. Shalcho et harot al rosh al achem shal gavoy. It's like a different Chavashem within the Mamanus, Hekdesh. So I can understand Reb Chaim's chilo conceptually, but that was the aside that Reb Chaim told Reb Chaim. If that's the case, let's go back now to the three different sources from Amoraim to Rishaydim to Acharonim that pushed us in the direction of developing our Yisod. Out of the three sources, only one of them is now holding any water. Because Agamar and Kedushin, what did Gemara say Kedushin? What was the last thing about? Malakasev shekein poidim a hekdesh umay sesheni. And we were convinced that, oh, this is the Dimovenis, this is a Kenyan. Hekdesh umay sesheni, really? That doesn't bode well. The Rashi Mavitsi is not so bad, because Rashi was talking about Pidyon Hekdesh. So that's livable with. The Reb Chaim is a stira from one Reb Chaim to the other. Because Reb Chaim, Lagavim Maisa Sheni, was the one who developed the whole Yisoid. Again, Reb Chaim was a human being, a very, very elevated human being, a great, great Talmid Chacham, doesn't need my stamp of approval, but human beings sometimes change their minds. What Reb Chaim told Reb Chanan is not what it says in the Sefer. Reb Chaim, at different svaras, at different times, he was talking, it could have been 30 years apart, there's different Shekhel Torahs. Reb Chaim in the Sefer says in Shekhel Torah that about Maisa Sheni, his whole thrust was Maisa Sheni, his whole raya was to bring, was to answer to his kashya above a kama, about Pidyon Maisa Sheni. Reb Chaim in the Sefer unequivocally said that Pidyon Maisa Sheni is a Maisa Kinyan, and Reb Chaim said back to Reb Chanan, Pidyon Maisa Sheni is nisht. Pidyon Hekdesh, yeah, but Pidyon Maisa Sheni is nisht. So Reb Chaim changed his mind. Again, that doesn't destroy us. Reb Chaim had different nuances, different times. Reb Yisai, what bothers me a lot more than the apparent steers in Reb Chaim's, what bothers me a lot more is Kedushin of Hem and Aleph. That's that Gemara. Let's go back to that Gemara for a second. V'nayin shapishtar, v'dinu makas v'shem elti mach, nishtar shpatsi nishtar mach, v'alakesh kem pedim ha-hektish v'ayis ha-sheni, gewalt, tov bishtar sh'ein pedim ha-hektish v'ayis ha-sheni. This is a dead giveaway, this Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is equating the two. The Gemara is saying that Pidyon Hekdesh, I say they're all Kinyanim, otherwise the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. I just have a few technical questions, putting everything aside for a moment. The Gemara opened up a possibility of being Pode Hekdesh Vaisheni with a shtar. It's wrong, it's not true. The Pasuk says Faker, it's not true. But the necessity of a Pasuk indicates that there was in our mind, in our wildest dreams, what do we think? We could have conceived of such a concept of writing a shtar as a way, as a mechanism of being Pode Hekdesh Maisa Sheni. We could have had such a concept. Can someone just tell me who exactly is the shtar like being written to or from or with? Usually when you have a shtar, so you have two individuals. Say, if I want to sell you a piece of land, so I write the shtar and I give the shtar off to you, and that's a kiddush shtar. But shtar kiddush happens to be a little bit of a quirk. There it's the Baal who's buying the woman, he's been kind to her, and he writes the shtar. That's the more a little bit later on. Why is that phenomenon true? Why is the shtar b'chir written by the Meicha, shtar kiddush by the Kona? That's a different story, good question. Say, by a get. So the Baal is the machne, he's giving his wife back her freedom in a sense to remarry, so he writes the shtar and hands it over to her. So shtaros always involve the writing of a document and then the transferring from one party to another. That is the very essence of a shtar. Can someone just tell me, please, who are going to be the two parties at this grandiose shtar that in the end doesn't exist, doesn't work, but this havamina shtar? So Pidyon Hekdesh, I can see it. You know who the two parties are? Me and the Gizmer. Can someone please tell me, when I write a shtar to be put in by Sesheni, who exactly is the other party? Who am I talking to? Is that who's sitting on the other side of the table? Mr. Maisa Sheni? Myself. The mayor of Yerushalayim, because that's where we eat the Baal. Who's the Baal? Who's the Baal? Just It's one small hara. Another hara, if I'm not mistaken, the Ketzais raised this hara. Shtar is totally and completely ineffective, even in the Mamunas, on Metaltalud. Gemara says, Metaltalab and Ishtar, why is that? Because of a Pasuk, whatever the reason is, it's inconceivable to buy and sell Metaltalud with Ishtar. Shtar is given for Karkos. But the concept of a shtar betaltlin doesn't even get into the baddest bats. Maisa sheni, it cannot ever be anything but betaltlin. You cannot be mafresh maisa sheni when it's mechub lekarka. What is michal? What would it take effect? Maisa sheni by definition is going to be betaltlin. Yes, the ktzos. What shtar? Who shtar? Where shtar? How can you even dream of writing a shtar on something that, by definition, is not even the parish of shtars? Hektish is not so bad. Hektish got a hektish of kark. Guy's marked his house, marked his field. So there is a concept of hektish of kark that you could discuss writing a shtar. You could discuss it for a second until the pasuk says it doesn't work, but you could discuss it. My sashay is not even up for discussion. So we're scratching our heads here, and we're reading the same line over and over and over again. Malik Kesef came part of Hekdesh by Sasheni, Tobi Shtar she ain't part of Hekdesh by Sasheni. And we have a lot of problems. The way Rabbi Chon and Rabbi Chaim are now created for us the model that Pidyon by Sasheni is Takanat Kinyonim, it can't be Kinyonim because otherwise Chizkiz Din doesn't follow. So why does the Gemara even say by Sasheni? By Sasheni doesn't really belong here. Problem number one. Problem number two is that we don't have no idea who's going to write the shtar. Who's going to be the other party to the shtar? But there is no other bal dover by my shein bechlal talking about. Number three, it's by definition metalton. There is no such thing as my shein bechub lekarka. So what's the shtar? Those are conceptual questions. Let's take a look at some textual questions. I've had enough. Read the Gemara again for the fourth time. Gemara says, "I'll prove to you." Yeah, Toimer, Shtar, She'ein Paitim by Hektish, by Sasheini, Dichsiv, Venosar, Akesav, Akumlo. What's missing? The Gemara is trying to, Dichsiv is a source. We're trying to bring you to support the statement I just said. I just made a statement. You're about to challenge me on this other statement. I'm going to prove to you from Pasuk Chumash that I'm right. Here's the greatest source under the sun that you can't be paid the Hektish, by Sasheini with anything but Kesav. You know what the Mocher is? Venosar, Akesav, Akumlo. Where's that Pasuk? That's by Pidyon? Hektish. That's not even by Pidyon by Sasheni. That's in Pashim HaKos, by Pidyon Hektish. What the Gemara should have done is as follows. Toma b'shtar she'ein par b'hektish by Sasheni, d'chsiv v'nasa kes v'kom, lo, u'chsiv v'nasat na'kes v'tzat na'kes v'yodcha. The Gemara should have referenced the psukim of Pidyon by Sasheni in the same breath. Now let's get another kasha, textual kasha. What do I need Pidyon by Sasheni for? All I need is one pircha. What do I need two pirchas for? One pircha can blow this kalcha around the water. So the Gemara should have said, Mal, shtar, she'ein pointed by hektish. Dichsiv, what do you need my sheni for? So there are a lot of things that are turning in our heads right now. I have a lot of serious problems with my sheni here because my sheni l'chari is not a din of kinyanim. I don't know who's the other party to this. Privy to the shtar. I have no idea how can anyone dream in a million years of writing a shtar on metaltalin. I have no idea why the Gemara never bothered quoting the pasuk about Masa Sheni. For Aspar quote the pasuk. And I have no idea why you even need Masa Sheni because one pirch is good enough to nechat the kal v'chomer. So I'll say something that I don't usually say. It's a guess. What's leading me to this guess are the five kashas that we just said, as well as Rashi. Take a look at Rashi that here went off. Shtar she'ein podin bo hekdeshus. Rashi doesn't have the word Masasheni. Rashi does not have the word Masasheni in the Gemara. Tosus has it. What? Tosus says Maaseh, and then he says Maaseh. It's clear, obviously, Masasheni is only Maaseh can be pointed to Masasheni. Tosus has it. But does Rashi have it anywhere here? Nowhere on the page. I'm not, you know, I don't usually do this kind of stuff. I don't know when there's another text in the Rishonim. I do not know, and I'm not going to argue for against another Girsa, I don't know. But it is striking that Rashi does not seem to address the word Maaser. And the Gemara also doesn't seem to address the word Maaser, because the Gemara never bothers calling a pasuk for Maaser. And we have three very, very serious halachic issues why Maaser doesn't belong here. So it's a thought. I'm not convinced. I did not do my homework, scholarly homework, to figure out what the Rissa and other Girsa is. But there are a lot of arrows pointing in the direction that, yes, Pidyon Hekdesh Taka belongs here, because as Reb Chaim told Reb Chanan, Pidyon Hekdesh, that's Taka Dinu Pidyon Kesef. That Taka makes a lot of sense. Pidyon Maaser Sheni, maybe more of a Matir than it is a Makneh. So going back to our original question, is Pidyon a Dinu Pidyon Hekdesh or a Dinu Hekdesh? Reb Chaim in the Sefer, the Rambam writes, they're both in Yom of Kinyan, and that's the way everyone thought the Gemara here was saying. And then we're backpedaling and saying that no, Reb Chaim himself seems to, at one point, change his mind. I can tell you what his final word was. But at one time, Reb Chaim seemed to differentiate between Kesef of Maaser Sheni and Kesef of Hekdesh. And what would lead us to that distinction would be, if we are correct in that Diak and Rashi here, that would be a tremendous, tremendous support to this theory that Taka Pidyon Hekdesh L'chon Pidyon Maaser Sheni L'chon. So it's food for thought. But one last akuna that will leave everyone something to think about for the next 2 weeks. We spent the entire Shia tonight working with an assumption. The assumption is we got to stick something into the Sugya of Dechas Kinyan. Because it just, it's Kinyanim here. Isha Niknes, this is Kinyanim. Did we go overboard on that one? Is it possible to backpedal totally on that and say, wait a second, everything that was pushing you to read Kinyanim, you read Kinyanim between all the lines here, who said you were right? That goes back to our global question, just how much of a Kinyan is Kedushin. Let's Hashem remind me to share if the Pesach is over to pick up that last clue to the question. But hopefully let's Hashem will move on to the next thing. Okay, let's stop here.
Even if
we're right, again, unless we're going to change like our entire theory, like hopefully in 2 weeks we're going to change and say you don't really need Kinyanim here altogether. But if you want to go like the way conventionalism was, Reb Chaim thought, Reb Chanan, everybody thought that it's a din of Kinyanim here, then to throw in a curveball that's not only not necessary, but it's actually incorrect, it's not relevant because it's not doing Kinyanim, it would seem a little bit off for Chazal to try to do that.
Also, to answer Reb Chaim and Reb Chanan. Can't you say that that minimum amount of Maaser Sheni is like a specific case? I mean, really, it's bidin kinyan. When you have something that can't be pulled at, you have then, no choice.
The question is, if you really need a kinyan, if you can't sell the car, can't sell the car. It's not worth the proof, it's not going to work. It's both, I don't know, it's hard to say.